This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Profits surge at BP, giving the company its strongest quarter in 5 years. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The oil and gas giant reported third quarter profits that doubled from a year ago. Sophie Kilvert from Seven Investment Management explains what's behind the rise.
They're obviously very dependent on the price of oil. And yes, we have seen the price of oil steadily rise over the last few years, back to that sort of $80 a barrel. But there's still threats to that. There is the Iran sanctions, which we probably will see push the oil price up. Venezuela has had some problems as well. But also BP is finding new oil all the time. And also there are concerns about generally the global demand for oil. Every time the price rises, people find different ways of getting that energy because we're aware that oil is a finite resource. But also even that necessarily isn't sustainable. We need to look at environmentally friendly ways of producing energy, be that nuclear, be that solar, be that wind. And that's always going to be top priority for all companies.
Sophie Kilvert there. Let's do the numbers. Following those earnings, BP shares are up nearly 4%. Meanwhile, European markets are mixed, but stocks in Asia were mostly higher after President Trump said he expects a, quote, great deal with China. Still, reports say America is ready to levy additional tariffs if a meeting next month with China's president doesn't ease trade tensions between the two nations. Now, as we've discussed on this program, Brazil's president-elect, Jair Bolsonaro, has promised to stimulate the country's economy and cut down on corruption. But during his campaign, critics raised concern about his desire to ease environmental regulations. Today, a new report from the World Wildlife Fund links the food we buy with deforestation in parts of Brazil. The BBC's Adina Campbell explains how soybean production plays a big role.
The soybean market is enormous. It's cheap to produce, it's a valuable source of protein, and it's one of the fastest ways of fattening up animals. Bearing in mind the global demand for meat just keeps rising. So that means more pressure to find land to cultivate soybeans is ever growing. Now, one area where there's a big boom in soybean expansion is the Cerrado Savanna in Brazil. Conditions are ideal for agriculture. This part of Brazil is increasingly under threat. Only 3% of land there is legally protected, making it susceptible to so-called land grabbing for soybean production.
Now, you visited this area just a couple of weeks ago. What did people there tell you about the potential long-term impact of looser regulations?
Some rural communities we met out there feel that they aren't being offered as much protection because legally in Brazil, 80% of land should be for public use. But what we're seeing is more private firms coming in and buying the land. And that means people are being forced away from land they've grown up on for generations.
So what are some of the ways the WWF in this report today recommends combating the growing conflict between agriculture production and environmental degradation?
Some of the things they've come up with are farms being able to reuse already degraded land to stop more new land being destroyed. It's calling for urgent action with a new global deal, which means real commitment from businesses and governments to make sure that the planet we use is being used in the most sustainable way.
That's the BBC's Adina Campbell there. Migration is a controversial topic all over the world, including in Spain. The country has become a main entry port for African migrants to the continent. It's estimated many of the roughly 400,000 undocumented immigrants struggle to gain the right to work. The BBC's Tim Smith has more from Barcelona.
This neighborhood is one of Barcelona's most visited destinations. The seaside thrives with business. But much of this is unauthorized work carried out by undocumented migrants.
If you step off the sand onto the promenade,
you're met by a seemingly endless row of cheap children's toys, knockoff trainers and handbags. Not everyone is thrilled by the presence of these street sellers.
I'm Ferdinand. I've been working as a rickshaw rider for 8 years, more than the image for Barcelona. All the business in this area are just losing attention of customers.
My name is Edward Oriol Claramonte. I'm the president of the Association of Handcraft Market Barcelona. I'm selling espadrilles, the typical shoes from Spain. Of course, we are selling with license and we're paying a lot of tax and everything.
The controversy surrounding these street vendors is part of a larger issue, the difficulty of gaining the right to work in Spain. These protesters chant, "No person is illegal." The march was organised by the city's union of the street vendors, who have found a loophole in the law, allowing them to create their own fashion brand as a cooperative business.
Top Manta is a brand that we created to fight against racist laws and to help people selling in the street to get their papers and to get a job.
This is Lamine Sarr, originally from Senegal. The laws that he's referring to say that to get residency papers, migrants must wait for 3 years and then prove that they have a job contract to go to. Difficult if you've been working illegally to support yourself in that time.
If you have the luck to be given the freedom to live in Spain, it's not a free freedom. For the first 3 years, you can be here in Spain but don't have the right to do anything. You cannot travel to another country and you don't have the right to work.
The idea is that the cooperative will be able to offer street sellers work contracts, giving them the chance to get their residency permits. Neus Fabregas is the mayor of Valencia, championing a new initiative to bring the street sellers in her city into the local economy by giving them space to sell in municipal markets. Some conservative politicians say that introducing more inclusive policies might serve to attract more illegal immigration. But supporters of the street sellers say that to give people the ability to legally work and provide for themselves is a basic human right.
That's Tim Smith reporting there from Barcelona. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.